This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Jen Osborne, and this is Tiffany Brereton, and better known as Jen and Tiff, as
yep.
we like to say. But thank you for joining us for another conversation. Hopefully you glean some really great stuff out of this. That's our hope and our prayer. And
yes.
we pray for you guys all the time. So Tiffany, today I wanted to start off talking about having quiet time and hearing God. I think we talked about a little bit about hearing God before, and you had seen or heard from God like through Legos, like your son doing the Legos, right? The rainbow.
Well, it was that little video game with the rainbow.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
And how God spoke to you, and I just wanted to talk about how that equates to quiet time. So I've kind of been on this journey for the last few weeks of trying to make sure I get the most out of my quiet time, because as of late, I've been a really, really, really busy girl. So I need to try to have just really good quality quiet time. I didn't know how you did it, or how you do it, I should say.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I try to find a nice quiet place, like usually in my bedroom, and I do it different every single time, it seems like. Do you find it hard having quiet time with your kiddos even, or do you do that once they're gone to school?
Well, I feel like it was easier when the kiddos were at home and I had that schedule where everything was routine every day. So I was able to have my quiet time every single day. And that also was their nap time / quiet time, was my quiet time with the Lord. But they haven't taken naps for a few years. But it was a time where we made quiet time in our house. And it happened like right after lunch every day. And I would actually be in the same room with them, but I would lie down on the couch and turn over and put on a movie or something for them. And immediately that was my space with the Lord. And it's even when the kiddos aren't here now, that's still my spot with the Lord. Like, it's like, as soon as my body touches the couch and turns over, like, it's intentional time with God. And I start worshiping or singing or, you know, something. It's very strange how that has become my spot, and just my spirit knows that.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, I think that it kind of equates to, as a writer, having an environment that is set for writing or creating, and how your brain naturally goes into the creative process once it learns that's where that place is. It's like training, if you will, you know, like, oh, okay. The brain says now it's time to create, and you kind of tap into that, and you can learn how to do that as a writer. And so it sounds like for you, just even with your spirit and time with the Lord, that it's easier to slip into that rhythm because you're doing it in a place that your spirit has now learned.
Yeah.
This is where we get vulnerable. This is where we do that.
Yeah. It's my prayer closet, if you will. You know, how everyone's like, go to your closet. Well, at first I used to take that very serious. Like, I wasn't going to have intimate time with the Lord unless I had my own prayer closet. Well, that was just not a practical thing for me when I had young kids at home. I couldn't just go into a closet for an hour and leave my kids, you know, without supervision. That would not have been responsible with, you know, just the blessings that the Lord has given me, being my children. And so God really met me in that space. And now we just know that is our space together.
Yeah.
That is our time. And it's just amazing. Like, every time, and like we will just start and a new song will come into my head. And a lot of times it's me just singing a song in my head because I'm not a singer. Our friend Jen here, she has a beautiful voice. I sing very loudly in church, just not a gifting of mine.
Thank you. You sound wonderful.
It's like mostly spent a little bit of conversation with the Lord, but a lot of time just worshiping, and oftentimes I'm just so in his peace that I end up falling asleep with him and resting with him in his peace. And sometimes I will have a dream, or I will have a vision or something I hear from the Lord in that time. And sometimes it's just like his peace just upon me and getting rest. And so it's, but it's a magical space for me and the Lord. And when I, and I'm glad you started off the conversation with like with being super busy, because we just came off of Thanksgiving. That's what our recent podcast was about, just being grateful and stuff. And we are not on, I mean, it's full speed ahead. We're heading into Christmas now, the holiday shopping, work, all the things that are required of us in this time. And I'm really struggling to really find, now that the kid's back in school and I'm not on my normal routine and all those things, really find that consistent schedule every day of quiet time with the Lord. And you know, I feel it. I feel when I do not have that, I'm like, I miss you, God. I need this time. And of course, we're talking to the Lord
Yeah.
often all day long and
Right,
thanking
right, right.
him and all those things, but it's very different. It's a very different thing when you go to your space with the Lord.
Yeah,
So
when you get filled up, when you go and get refreshed in your spirit in a way that you don't get if you don't devote some amount of time to just
yeah.
focus on who he is. And you know, like I've heard some people talk about quiet time, like it has to be an hour, and I've tried doing an hour. And you know, there's some days where I have a half an hour, I might have 20 minutes, but it's just finding that place to, you know, devote and dig into God. And you know, and when I was had started off by saying like my quiet times are different every single time, it's like some quiet times I will just worship through the whole thing, right? Just nothing but adoration. And then there are some times where I've started with worship, but then I'll journal and I'll be like thinking through my things with God, you know, and I'll write down my prayers. And sometimes I will get words from God. I've gotten so many words journaling, like it's almost like free writing where I'll just say, God, speak to me. And I feel like I hear so much that way. And then there are just other times where I will listen to a sermon. I mean, it just, you know, sometimes it's just it's a solid 20 minutes of prayer. You know, it just really depends. So that's what I mean by it's different every single time. So
Well, I would love to hear your perspective, because you have been on this journey of being way more busy than I have been, you know, in these past couple years. And I just really haven't found a good routine yet where it comes to just having a consistent quiet time every day. And I know it doesn't have to be the same time every day and all the things, but what does that look like where you've been able to stay in routine every day, or whatever have you, however that works for you with a busy schedule? Because I, that consistent time every day really worked for me. Well, now that consistent time I'm working, you know, so I haven't found, and I'm a night owl. So I have been going to bed early and spending some time with the Lord that way, but I really miss that just consistent time. So what has helped you with this busy season in your life?
It becomes an appointment on my calendar.
Oh,
So
okay.
I literally on Sunday, since I have a flex schedule, so my schedule is different every single week. Every single week, there's no time it's ever the same. But I have to get so many hours in at work, and so I might work second shift, I might work first shift, you know, I might work just the block right in the middle of the day. It just really varies. But what I do on Sunday is I plan out my week and it becomes an appointment on my calendar. And so there's some days that I live by my calendar. Like I go, okay, I'm supposed to have quiet time right now. So it's like, okay, drop everything, have quiet time. Okay, now, I mean, I'm so busy. I literally even plan out when I have my showers.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. So it sometimes it can be bad, you know, it's and for yeah, like you said, the last year for me, I've been incredibly busy, but this season has been the last few months has been the busiest I think I've ever been, ever, ever.
Yeah.
And so it hasn't been
So is
good.
that every day, Jen, where you're having quiet time, or is that 5 days a week? What does that look like for you?
For the most part, it is every day. There are some days where if like take yesterday, for instance, I worked a 12-hour day yesterday. And so I did not have much quiet time, if any. It was more like on the run, God, you know, I'm going out the door, I'm saying a blessing over my day, what have you. So, but on average, it's at least 4 to 5 days a week.
Okay.
So on the weekends, it's like I don't schedule it. So it's a
Yeah.
little more flexible. So it may be like, you know, I'll sit down and do some reading or what have you. But to have devoted time, it's 4 to 5 days a week. So I
Okay.
try to do it every single day.
Yeah, weekends are hard for me too. Weekends, like when the whole family is here and we're, spending family time, that really hasn't worked out yet, like a consistent time on the weekends. But this going to bed early thing as a night owl and like just turning over like I would, on my couch in the living room has kind of became a new space in this season. It's still not like my special place with him, but it's a start, I think. I think it's like, again, like you said earlier, just training my spirit, like, okay, I'm coming to bed early and intentionally, even by myself, to spend some time with the Lord. So, I think probably mornings earlier than 6 a.m. I know you are my early morning friend,
Four
but
thirty
that's
in the
just not gonna
morning.
work for me. Yeah, that's not gonna work for me. I have to be a morning gal just because I have children and I have to get them ready for school, but nope. 4:30 a.m. is not working.
I'm not a morning person either, but I get up with my husband and typically the alarm goes off at 4:30, but you know, Bill's rolling out of bed at 5, so I'm at least awake by 5. But the reason why I do that, now this is consistent for us 5 days a week, work days, absolutely, where we spend about an hour together. We usually will listen to a quick podcast from like John Piper. We will do a devotion together and then we pray. And that's why I get up so early because for us as a couple, that's just been a very enriching time for us to be able to pray for one another,
Wow.
to discuss whatever devotion that we're going through the Bible app that we have. We'll pick out some sort of devotional that will, you know, like one of those 5 day a week ones or 3 day a
Oh,
week,
yeah.
whatever it is. Yeah. And so that for us it's just been the best. So then after we have that as a couple, then we try to have our own individual time. So after he leaves, I try to at 6 o'clock have my quiet time, 6 to 7. So yeah, I don't get a lot of sleep sometimes because I am a night owl. I love to stay up late too. Like I love to stay up and just read and, you know, think through like story ideas or whatever. And I have to make myself go to sleep. So that's not necessarily a good
Wow.
thing, but
4:30.
yeah.
Don't know about that one, friend.
I don't
Maybe down
like
the road.
it.
Yeah. And maybe if my husband was waking up that early as well, but he's waking up at 6 o'clock too to start getting ready for work and the kids, so. Yeah, you know,
So,
different seasons in life. So,
yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't necessarily like it, but I'm willing to sacrifice, at least, for us, this works. I'm willing to sacrifice the sleep I would normally get to have that time with Bill.
yeah.
It's just been incredible. And the reason we started doing that was when I worked a traditional job, he would drive me to work every morning. And during that drive
Oh.
to work, we would have, we would talk about our day. We would, we might pray, obviously not closing our eyes because we're driving, but, we would pray or we would listen to something. You know what I mean? Like, it was just devoted time. And so when I started working from home as a writer full time, then we just started in that rhythm, and it's just remained that. And it, man, I'm just so grateful for it. But even with the together time that we have, it doesn't take the place of individual quiet time with God. Like,
That's amazing.
yeah, you've got to have that though.
Oh, yeah.
And so to jump off of that, like we were talking about before about hearing God, in my quiet time this morning, I have an iPad, and what I will do sometimes is I have a thing called GoodNotes, which is this electronic paper, and you I have a an I think they call it a iPen. It's an Apple pen. And
Okay.
so I can write digital notes, and it's just like writing on paper. It's really cool. And as I had pulled that out today to just take some notes, I had seen where I had taken a picture of a word that I felt like God had given me, I don't know, back in 2020. And it was from a journal. It was a picture of a journal page. And I was like, oh, I can't read all of this. For whatever reason, the image was bad. So I pulled that old journal out, and I just started going from tab to tab, reading these words that I had gotten from God. And so then I found myself taking all during my quiet time, taking these images of all of these words that God had given me. And then I just started reading them, and they started really kind of marinating in my soul. And that was, man, it just blew me away. It was such a great reminder. I mean, journaling can just help you. Obviously, you're documenting things and events in your life, but for me in that moment, it was seeing how I documented these words, like when I felt like God had spoken to me. And looking back on them now, it's like, wow, I was worrying over my book and how was I going to tell my story, and I was praying to be delivered from fear, and just all of the things. And it just was the best quiet time, even though it was about reading words that God had given me.
Well, that's beautiful. That reminds me, just of how the Lord's been reminding me of remembering the promises that He's given me. And so He kind of, if you will, took you on a journey back to like, remember these promises, remember these things I've said over you, So that's beautiful. It's
Yeah.
because sometimes when we hear something from Him, man, these things don't come to pass for a really long time. And I mean, maybe that's not everyone's experiences, but that's my personal experience. I will hear something and or see something and know that is the direction I am going, but when I'm going to get there is only God knows.
Right,
So
yeah.
I'm just sitting there and believing it and knowing he said it and continuing to take steps towards that. But ultimately, he's going to open up the door to where he is showing me he's taking me in his timing.
Right.
It's so crazy because you may know something's coming because you've heard it from him, but when we don't know. So sometimes on these long journeys, it's nice to go back and remember what he said, just to keep going.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it was so interesting for me that so when I hear a word from God in my journal, and I've written it that I've
Yeah.
heard something from God, I'll put a little tab, a colored tab on that page so that I can then find, as I go through my journal, all these words that I feel like God has spoken to me, or something has happened, or he's revealed something to me. And it was really cool to go through all those tabs and then take pictures of it. And then so I could read it as one, you know, I could go through the good notes and read it as one consecutive thing, all these different words. And it just amazed me at how consistent God has been to speak to me about my worth and about my value and about the things that he was going to do and that I just needed to trust him. And man, it, I don't know. It was just a really cool thing to sit and think on. And I was reminded of my trip down to Bear Creek and how, you know, my chief and ruling spirit, the thing that I struggled with the most was fear, and how there was so many prayers that I offered in my journal to God about fear, and God was telling me to not be afraid and to trust him. And, you know, he's got me firmly in his hand. And I don't know. It just, I don't know. Everything about it was awesome. I still feel like I can't put into great words just all of the feels I got from that. So
It was probably, especially during this busy season, as I know you have been just worn out. It's probably was just an amazing cup fill for you, just
it was.
energized again.
Yeah. Well, and you know where it made me sad was then I was looking at my journal as of like the last 6 months, and I didn't have as many tabs. And I was like, have I really quieted myself enough to just say, God, speak to me and let me hear? Because I've been on such autopilot. And I don't think me not hearing from God is God. I think it's me. I think I've just let myself get so focused on busyness. And even though I've scheduled my quiet times where I've struggled as of late is, you know, I get distracted really easy. It's like, oh my gosh, I'll get really quiet and start to worship. And then it'll be like, oh, I got dishes to do. Oh, I got to remember to do that. And I'm like, I find myself writing that down, or I don't know. It could be a million things.
Yeah, I agree. I really do. And I'm sure our audience even has experienced that just in busy seasons, really just having a hard time yielding and listening and hearing from the Lord, because our mind, you know, going from 70 to zero is really hard to do. So, but you know, in our quiet or when our seasons aren't as busy, slowing down just a little bit isn't quite the drastic shift, you know, and our mind is able to kind of, you know, tune in more and hear more and be still easier. So being still when you're going 1,000 miles per hour is quite the challenge. Quite the challenge. So, but I think that was good. You did give us some practical tips, though. I really like, especially for our organized audience. I don't know how this would work for yours truly over here. But you know, just putting it on your calendar, putting it on your calendar. So I thought that was great. And I love, and although I am not an organized person, again, I'm saying this, but I loved your ideal of journaling and the tabs with what he said. I love that. I love that. So if you're not organized, it's okay. God has designed us all differently, and Jen and I
Amen.
have a great respect for one another, and we do what works for us in our
Amen.
God-given talents. So what I do is may sound super silly, but it really does work for me. But I send myself messages in Facebook Messenger, and so if that's I that's like my little notebook, and I'm not high tech. Jen knows this, so this little Apple Pen note situation she does seems pretty high tech. So if you're high tech, if you're high tech, that could work for you. But if you're just like old school mama and have a Facebook account and you know, Messenger, it like I'll wake up, and of course we have our phones pretty close to us as Americans at all times, you know, like it's just part of the thing. So I will, if I have a dream that night and I just feel like maybe God's talking to me in that in some way, Half asleep, I will just type a message to myself like dream, and then I'll write the details. Or if I hear something from the Lord during the day or a Bible verse, I will text that to myself. So it's going to be really cool to like print my Facebook Messenger
Yeah.
notes someday and really just kind of sift through them, because I mean, there is a lot of gold in there. There's a lot.
Yeah.
But if you, I just wanted to say that because if you're not organized, it's okay. Like, that is a very practical way that works for me. I am not a note taker. And actually, when I go into a class like situation sometimes, and there's a speaker and I need to learn whatever the speaker is teaching me, I have a hard time taking notes and continuing to listen and focus in on what the teacher is saying too. So if that is you, I will sometimes be in the classroom type setting or a group setting and just shoot myself a couple of words that stood out to me, again on my Facebook Messenger. So really just get to know you and your God-given identity and how he designed you. And that's how he will meet you, because he knows you so well. Like, he knows you so well, and he created you that way on purpose. So don't let us make you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't do it that way, or I can't do it this way, or, like that unorganized hot mess of a girl. That sounds like like a mess. But just really know who you are. That is just because I know me. And I know what works for me and how God meets me. So just start seeing what really works for you. And if it's journaling, oh my gosh, journaling is so powerful. And I've done some free writing, like Jen talked about, where just the pen seems to move on its own, where the Lord really is just putting all these words beautifully written on paper. But really just see how God speaks to you and what works for you. And if these beautiful journals don't work, throw it out. Pick up your phone, jot some notes down, like however that looks for you.
No, that's awesome, and that really does I think that's helpful to mention, because you're right. Everybody does it different. The only thing I think that should be consistent, because I believe it's helpful spiritually to go back, is to memorialize those things, however that works, whether that is a note on your phone or an email to yourself, or like you were saying, Facebook Messenger, because there is value in going back and saying, wow, God spoke to me back here and now I'm starting to see it. Even God talked to the children of Israel and he reminded them to build memorials when he did something so that they would not forget, because I think God realizes, obviously, that we have very short memories, right? Sometimes we can only see the day ahead and that's it. And we forget, like God spoke to us something really great. And yeah, however that works. And it may not be a journal. It may be, like you were saying, Facebook Messenger. It might be a note on your phone, or it might be, an actual journal, whatever works.
Or coloring, like Jen has a beautiful pen collection. Like if you're super creative, it might be just grabbing a bunch of different colors and really spending time with the Lord drawing. A lot of people hear from the Lord by drawing a picture, of what a vision he has given them. And that is a beautiful gift all in itself. I love that. So, but I think, Jen, that point is really great, just to memorialize these things, and really just because we do forget. And all of a sudden, some crazy circumstance happens in our life or a crazy trauma, and we're like, where are you, God? And those are the times where we can really reflect back and see him in every situation. So,
Yes. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Remember that he is the God who has parted the Red Sea, that he, kept the children of Israel from starving, where he closed the lion's mouth, all the situations in the Bible. But then our own thing of,
Our own things.
I didn't die, when my dad said he was going to kill me and tried to drive us into a cliff, just, or or not a cliff, but a wall, you know, and stuff like
Yep.
that. So those things, and you go, wow, God has been with me and he's been merciful and he's been good. And I can see on this date that this wonderful thing happened, or I got this word and now I'm seeing it to pass and come to pass. And I don't know, you can just get blown away at
Yeah.
the awe and wonder of who God is, you know?
Yeah, and it just builds your faith because when these things really do start coming to pass, then when you have things like these long journeys we're looking forward to and these promises that we're believing for, we can actually fully believe it in faith and in trust because he has built our faith with these moments in our life, you
Yeah.
know? And so it's really cool to know, like, I believe 100% I'm heading in a direction because he's shown me that. And because of the evidence behind me where he has pulled me through and followed through on his promises, I know I'm gonna get there. How cool
Yeah.
is that? That's Jeremiah
Yeah.
29:11
Woo.
right there. He knows our plans and we can trust him. So
Yeah, that's so cool. It's so cool.
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, and so we just want to encourage you guys to have your quiet time and ask God to
Yes.
speak to you and think about when he has been speaking to you in just different ways. The Bible says he talks to us in various ways at various times, right? So it
Yeah.
could be through a person, it can be, you know, hearing a voice in your head that sounds like you, but you know, they're saying stuff that you would never say to yourself, or
Yeah.
you know, whatever it is. So, and documenting those things and just letting your faith grow. So,
And if it's condemning, it's not from the Lord.
amen.
It's not from him.
That's
So
right.
just know that.
Right. That's right. He does not condemn.
Yes.
All
He's the
right,
God of love.
friends. That's right. God of love. So
Yes.
good. All right, friends, we will see you next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.